Paris Hilton has her own podcast, and after the documentary about whatever it was, Finding Britney Spears or Freeing Britney Spears or whatever the name of the documentary was that was the New York Times made about Britney Spears, she was being asked about that on her podcast. I think her sister was on with her, and they were just chatting about it, or her she's a host or somebody, and she was saying, like, you know, during that time, we were always portrayed as, like, those girls. It was like me, Lindsay, and Britney, and people just lumped us together. And she was talking about how people didn't take her seriously. And she gave examples of, like, how David Letterman treated her terribly. Remember, we talked about that last week. Right. We played the video of David Letterman being really disrespectful to her, and she kept saying, I don't want to talk about this. Mm-hmm. And he kept on it anyway. So she was literally about to start serving her prison sentence in the morning. Mm-hmm. The night before was the MTV Video Music Awards, and she went. And Sarah Silverman was the host and did this joke about her. This really, Sarah Silverman in a few minutes will tell you what the joke is. It's better that she tell you than I tell you. Mm-hmm. But she did this joke and didn't realize Paris was going to be there, and then, like, kind of caught her eye in the audience as she was doing this joke about her, and she felt terrible about it.
Oh, no.
Sarah Silverman did was so disgusting and so cruel and mean, and I was so shocked and surprised because I had actually met her a few years before when I was at an event, and she was couldn't be nicer, so sweet. Mm-hmm. And then to see her again, you know, I was obviously very nervous. I went to the MTV Awards. I knew I was about to check myself into jail in a couple hours. And
right. Imagine that.
You're going to spend the night at, okay.
You know, just getting all dressed up, going there. I'd, you know, make-
hey, I'm going to jail tomorrow. What do you want to do tonight? Hey, let's go to the music awards. Okay. And we went to the music awards. We could have skipped that, really.
Yeah, we didn't really have a good time. And we weren't even going to jail the next day.
Trying to put on
No, we were.
A brave face.
Yeah, trying to be brave and then just to sit in.
We went to jail every morning at 5:30.
Every morning.
In the audience with her, just literally just.
The only thing is, okay, no.
Publicly humiliating me, being so mean, so cruel.
Well, I kind of did get that every day, but.
Was sitting there wanting to die. I was trying to hold back my tears.
So, yeah, just like us at 5:30.
So hard. I, like, had tears welling up in my eyes.
Oh, my God, it's Ed Sheeran.
Eyes, I, like, literally wanted to run out of the
again
the entire room, but I just was trying to be strong. And just,
two female artists back to back? We're playing Paris Hilton? What?
And the whole audience is laughing, and she's just up there.
Wait, no commercials and not enough music?
Stop.
Would not stop.
The commercial's not even put in right.
It was so painful, especially what I was going through.
Wait, let me read this promo of Taylor Swift with the wrong date.
Life, like, to then have someone.
Is Lisa on the phone?
Someone just being so mean about it was really hard.
Yeah, anyway, so what you're missing, because you and I are too busy talking about our own jail experience.
You don't.
Paris Hilton was saying that, you know, she went through, like, the hardest time in her life and decided to go to the MTV Video Music Awards. So here she is just trying to have a good time. And Sarah Silverman gets up and does this really mean joke about her right to her face. And she was really offended and upset. She said the joke was disgusting. So she says it on her podcast. So, you know, everybody has a podcast these days.
So Sarah, on Sarah's podcast.
On Sarah's podcast, she got on and she apologized, she thinks, again to Paris Hilton. But apparently Paris Hilton hadn't heard her first apology. This is her second. So now you can play Sarah Silverman.
Paris Hilton, on her latest podcast, calls me out for jokes that I did about her when I hosted the 2007 MTV Movie Awards.
Movie Awards. Not music.
Oh, Movie Awards, not Video Music Awards. Sorry, my bad.
That's even worse.
Here we go. Right. You know, as she said herself on the podcast, this would never happen today. And she's right. Mm-hmm. I would never do those jokes today. I've actually dedicated the past several years to trying to do comedy that attempts to marry hard-hitting jokes with, you know, actual heart.
Yeah, she's been doing a lot of apologizing lately.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
Yeah.
back.
Sorry, you went from hosting the MTV Movie Awards to sitting in your living room.
Then the consensus seemed to be that was not a that was not possible, I fully accepted that. I came up in a time when.
This
is interesting, actually. Wait,
hot.
Talk I know, she's gorgeous. And comedians hired to make fun of pop culture were roasting the biggest celebrities and pop culture icons at the time, and nobody was bigger than Paris Hilton.
Right.
So here we are in an awakened world, and I'm totally into it. It's how we grow. It's how we change. I'm super down with reflecting on the past and my part,
especially a woman on
and
a,
yes
women on women
continue
hate.
To litigate the past
and it was a
but
woman
I do
attacking
believe
a woman
that
that's what I'm saying
maybe that should be
the woman against woman,
you know,
crime
coupled with taking into account any growth that has come with
but it's a very hot woman taking on a very hot woman
those past
that's true
Neil Brennan
you gotta hear this
joke. And I'll ruin it right now trying to tell it to you. But basically, it's about growth. And he says, it's like he compares it to people going up to LeBron James and saying, "We found this picture of you in fifth grade, and you're only 5'5".
Mm-hmm.
You're only 5'5" here." And he says, "Yeah, but I grew. Yeah, but this is you, right?" And I just think it's just perfect. So, you know,
she basically goes on for this big long apology, apologizing to Paris over and over. And what she says in it that's really interesting, she says, "When I did that joke and I looked into her face, not realizing she was going to be there, and saw how crestfallen she was, and oh, so wait, let her tell what the joke was.
I said some very hardcore jokes about her."
Mm-hmm.
"And she was there. And I said something about her going to jail and how they're going to paint the bars of the jail to look like penises so she felt at home, and that I was worried that she'd break her teeth on the bars or something. Not nice. Not nice at all." And, the crowd went bananas. And while I was, thrilled at the success of my monologue, I remember spotting her in the audience. I really do. And I remember seeing that look on her face.
Right.
And my heart sank because there was a person under there. And a couple days later, I wrote her a letter.
Wow.
Apologizing. I felt awful. And I never.
But did she really get the letter? Could she?
Well, that's the thing. She sent the letter.
I wouldn't expect.
But she was in jail.
Anyway. But on her podcast the other day.
She wasn't in jail for years. She was in jail for like 2 days.
Oh.
Me, which.
She wasn't in jail for very long.
Oh, okay.
Just bums me out because I guess
it was a matter of hours, actually.
Never got to her.
Oh, it's just she was like in and out.
And I don't know how that happened, but.
Yeah, like her and Lindsay Lohan. I think the joke was like they went in, they booked them, they changed their clothes, back, and they walked out the.
I'm just real sorry my note didn't get to her.
Mm.
Because right. I really meant it. You know, I regretted the jokes not years later, but kind of immediately.
Wow.
And I wrote her to let her know, but I now
45
know.
Days.
Well, oh, that's it a long time.
Okay,
in jail.
She was
that's
a well, whole, no, yeah, it was Lindsay Lohan was in there a shorter period of time, but Paris Hilton was in there 45 days. That's a long
that's
time.
That's a long time.
Get to her.
Yeah.
So here I am 14 years later telling you, Paris, that I am really sorry. I was then, and I am much more completely and with far more understanding, I think, now.
She's got a lot of explaining to do about all of her jokes. I mean, most of her jokes. She was trying in 2007 to make a name for herself, and
right.
She roasted a lot of people.
But why stop there? I mean, that's what Joan Rivers did forever. Joan Rivers made fun of every single celebrity that she came up with. I mean, she was famous for making fun of Elizabeth Taylor being fat. Like every joke Joan Rivers had during the peak of her career was about, she never met a cake she didn't like kind of thing. She constantly made fun of celebrities and what they wore. And she was vicious. But she sort of set the tone for people like Sarah Silverman female comics to come and just, you know, work blue, like go there, like don't, you know, be as raunchy as the men are, like don't shy away from those jokes where you're taking down celebrities.
That's why they're celebrities. That's why they're there. That's why roasts get all the ratings.
Yeah, but those are roasts. Like the celebrity is there at the roast knowing that they're going to be roasted, knowing that people are going to say nasty things about them. The MTV Movie Awards, that's not a roast.
I know, but
that's an award show.
The MTV Awards, if it's being hosted by a comedian, you're going to get roasted. I mean, that's what they do. They're going to go down. Chris Rock has done it every time he's hosted any of those shows.
That's true.
He goes down the line of people that he sees, and he just starts roasting everybody.
Right.
So if Danny DeVito is hosting the MTV Awards, you're not going to get roasted. If Chris Rock is, you're going to get roasted. So that's just what they do.
But I mean, like Joan Rivers made fun of the Kardashians, you know, she made fun of She made fun of the Lohans. She made fun of, I'm just looking at the list of her jokes. Like she made fun of literally everybody, like Heidi Klum, you know what I mean? Like she was relentless and she was cruel, but that was part of her humor. Her whole thing was like, these are jokes, people, like calm down. But we live in a different world now. And Sarah Silverman, you know, it comes across like being a mean girl. It comes across like bullying.
And if Joan was still alive, she would have been canceled so many times.
Oh, but she would tell you to go fuck yourself, and exactly. She would keep making her jokes. I mean, she's...
And I agree with her. I mean, I think jokes are jokes, and that's a different world than we live in.
Right.
I think you can say jokes, and you shouldn't be... It's like now they're trying to cancel Eminem.
Well, no. Gen Z is trying to cancel Eminem. And millennials are defending him. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you see that girl? Wait, I got to send this to you if you haven't seen it. There's this one girl. I love her. Let me send this to you right now because there's a girl who's did a rap about canceling Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sending this to you right now because you have to play this for people if they haven't seen it. Because this is awesome.
But if you're going to start canceling everybody, you should cancel Eminem. I mean, there's no way around it.
Well, the crazy thing is, you know, they tried to cancel Eminem in real time. Like, you know, we didn't have to wait until now to cancel him. And back then, people were like, oh, he's such a misogynist. And, you know, I mean, like, I'm still a huge fan. I always have been a huge fan of Eminem. And it's the same thing as being a comic. Like, those are rap lyrics. I don't think he was a misogynist.
I know, but if you're going to be for canceling people like Sarah Silverman for the jokes that she said, then you got to cancel Eminem. And it doesn't.
You can't come for Eminem. It's just, he's got too many fans that will defend.
I know, but what I'm saying
to
is
the death.
And I agree, but what I'm saying is you can't not cancel Eminem because you're a fan. You know, if you're going to do everybody, and just live in that world, live in a cartoon the rest of our lives that nobody can make fun of anybody. And that's just the way it is.
It comes down to this: who's making fun of who and what are they making fun of them about? So if you're in a position of power, if you're somebody like, you know, white males that have been dominating the patriarchy, whatever, they don't have the right to make fun of people beneath them because they already have been in power. And it's basically like kicking people while they're down. Do you know what I mean?
But if they're a comedian, if the word comedian is underneath their name in a dictionary.
Oh, no, definitely. If it's a comedian, all bets are off because that's what comedy is. And you know what you can do? You can just hit delete. You don't have to actually watch that comedian.
Or
you
go
can just
to
delete
a show
the post
or whatever.
Don't go to their show. Exactly. Like, I think, you know, we're radio people, so we're First Amendment people. Like, we're all about free speech.
Mm-hmm.
So free speech is free speech, but you don't have to, it's not. Free speech isn't pleasant all the time, and you don't have to like it. If Eminem was so problematic, why is he like a billionaire? Like, why does everybody love him? Why does everybody want to work with him? Why did his music do so well? Because if it was as problematic as Gen Z is trying to tell, you know, millennials and Gen Xers, if it is so problematic, there would be no Eminem. We would have canceled him years ago.
All right, here's your...
Gen Z's trying to what?
Great.
Cancel Eminem. Gen Z's trying to cancel Eminem?
Mm-hmm.
Honey, that's cute. Listen, little kitties, let me make this quite clear. This man was around even before you were here. So what, you're all mad because the man was a lyricist while all your rappers are mumbling gibberish? No, go ahead and shut your mouth. Better yet, go and sit your acting time out because boy was running laps even before you could walk. Hell, boy was spitting balls even before you could talk. So no, afraid you're null and void, dear. I'm afraid your opinion don't matter here because one day you'll grow up and see how everyone went and forgot about Z.
Isn't that great? I forgot about Z. Isn't she great?